salvation to this generation, shining the light of and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Nita Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. President Hichilema directs government agencies to check on current fuel supply chain. Former local government minister Gary Nkombo suffers another firing. In international news, rival presidential candidates on campaign trail in Benin. And in sports, Kamfinsa Blue Eagles Queens mourns the passing of Mr. Moha Sitali. And now the news in detail. President Hage Hichilema has directed the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, in collaboration with relevant law enforcement agencies to immediately go on the ground and investigate the suspicious fuel shortage in the country and enforce existing laws, which may include revocation of licenses against those found wanting. President Hichilema has expressed grave concern over the fuel shortages reported across the country in recent days, which is suspected to have arisen from deliberate hoarding by certain entities. Statehouse Chief Communications Specialist Clyson Hamasaka says the situation persists, notwithstanding clear assurances provided by oil marketing companies during the president's recent meeting at Statehouse regarding the availability of the commodity. Mr. Hamasaka says while cognizant of prevailing global supply pressures arising from the conflict in the Middle East, the nation currently has adequate fuel stocks to meet domestic demand. Former local government minister Gary Nkombo has suffered another firing from President Hage Hichilema as EPND chairperson for elections. This marks the second major political removal for Nkombo under President Hichilema. In March last year, Nkombo was fired as Minister of Local Government and Rural Development. He was replaced by Sinazongwe Member of Parliament Gift Sialovalo. A letter addresses that Nkombo's appointment as EPND chairperson for elections has been revoked and has since been replaced with nominated MP Likando Mofalali. The letter acknowledges a previous communication from the authority dated 26th February 2026 regarding the decision. In his response, Honorable Nkombo thanked the President, the National Management Committee, and party members for the privilege of serving in the National Management Committee and for their appointment as chairperson since 2017. Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu has underscored the importance of integrating gender perspectives in military operations, describing it as key to enhancing operational effectiveness and promoting sustainable peace. Officiating at the closing ceremony of the United Nations Military Gender Advisors Course held at ZNS Chamba Valley, Mr. Hamaundu says the 2 weeks training conducted from March 16th to 27th has equipped officers with critical skills to effectively serve as military gender advisors. Mr. Hamaundu noted that the course not only marks the completion of training, but also reflects the knowledge, skills, and professional growth attained by the participants. He expressed gratitude to the United Nations Institute for Training and Research, UNITA, for its continued support and partnership with the Zambia Defense Force and building capacity among military personnel. Speaking at the same event, United Nations Institute for Training and Research, UNITA, Jani Desgardens urged graduates to champion gender equality at all levels of military planning and execution. Minister of Fisheries and Livestock Peter Kapala has reaffirmed the important role of traditional leaders in driving national development. Engineer Kapala, who represented President Hakainde Hichilema at the 2026 Mkushi Agri Expo, met with Chief Chitina and Chief Shaiwila, where he emphasized the need for continued collaboration between government and traditional leadership to advance socio-economic development. He reiterated that government remains committed to upholding and respecting the role of traditional leaders in national development. The two traditional leaders expressed gratitude to President Hichilema and the UPND administration for recognizing their role while reaffirming their support for development initiatives. The traditional leadership in Mkushi through Chief Shaiwila also pledged to support community-based public-private partnership initiatives aimed at improving livelihoods. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama. Now, Zambia's head of delegation to the 11th Summit of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, Heads of State and Government, Her Excellency Ambassador Mary Chirwa, has supported the Malabo Declaration, which marks a decisive step towards a technologically empowered, financially resilient and globally influential OACPs. In her intervention, Ambassador Chirwa reminded member states of the critical importance of drawing lessons from past experiences and ensuring that the organization is administered with prudence, discipline, as well as accountability. She underscored that it is through such an approach that the organization can rebuild and sustain trust among member states and partners, an attribute indispensable to the credibility and effectiveness of the OACPs. Speaking at the Council of Ministers meeting and strategic partnership session held on Thursday, 27th March 2026 in Malambo, Equatorial Guinea, conveyed ahead of the 11th summit of the OACP's Head of State and Government, Ambassador described the summit theme, a transformed and renewed OACPs in a changing world, as being both timely and necessary. She called upon the OACPs to reflect, recalibrate and reposition itself within an increasingly competitive and evolving global environment. The Malabo Declaration was adopted in accordance with the principles and objectives enshrined in the revised Georgetown Agreement of 2019, which established that OACPs are the collective platform for cooperation, solidarity and shared progress among member states.
This is Church News.
A member of the public has called on the government and the church to strictly enforce the Ten Commandments in the Bible to ensure order and sanity in the country. Mr. Bernard Mamba has stated that the recent mob killing of a woman in Kalumbila can evoke the wrath of God over the nation, as it is an abomination. Mr. Mamba has since called on the Zambia Information and Communications Authority, ZICTA, to bring the videos down, as they are dehumanizing.
Ama church leaders wafile wakosha. Government ifile wakosha. So fili yoku wa witness uwabufi. Wayaso nito muntu kutila ine anchitefi. Ifu tawushini nkishie ukuchitachi na muntu na umuchita. Nambe fumamo nishi kia kuipaya. So ya video kukarumbira. Tayawe me ya kufuro muntu mwa mfuro mwa nakashu wa chindamanga nishani. Mwle mchunguta wifimu. Jawa nawa aiche mipamba. Ini conclusion ya. So chintu cha kipuwa sana shire mfonda shire chika mchalo chesu cha Zambia lesa kuti akari pano kutupani kisa kuti hawa anabari tambira umufiashi na ilia video wakwile wakuni hapo pa social media wazikita mufuni hapo aliyama video ya mbitati mwana kwa unatare pera mchitu.
We now take a break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental